Max Anstey, man, look, this is a... We know you're a good rider. We've seen it. But I don't know if we thought you were this good on a privateer team. Props, man. Good job.
No, thank you. Honestly, I've got to give it up to Marty and to the crew that we've got. They've created a package that, you know, they went away from the engine package. You know, you can just get in your engine package and go racing. And that's kind of what they've been on the last couple of years. And this year it was like, Marty's like, no, I want to do it a lot more in-house and do it themselves. And that's risky, you know. It's risky for a small team that don't have the resources like the factories or even just the previous year's knowledge and bike knowledge. So, honestly, it's all worked out and they've given me a platform that I can perform on. And it's just nice for me to be able to go and give them the results and make it all worthwhile for them. Because I see the work that they do. The MTF crew are texting on the group chat at 10:30 at night saying, bro, it's 10:30, no one can sleep, why are you on the dyno? And Marty's like, we're just trying to find, you know, an extra tenth of a horsepower here and there. And man, it's one of those where we came in, had no idea where we were going to be, just thought, man, it'd be cool if we got in the top five. I don't know. Like, and we were fast in practice, fast in the heat races, fast in the main, like, and consistent too. So honestly, I'm just really enjoying it, you know. Like, after being in the press conference, everyone seems so serious, and I'm just really enjoying the racing at the moment. Like, being able to, you know, not see P13 on your pit board and actually see P2, P3, it's nice, it's fun, and I'm really enjoying it, and it's given me a whole new perspective, you know. Like, even having Dean as a teammate, the 450 class is so tough. But me being in there the last couple of years, I have so much respect for everyone in there that now when people are like, oh, you're riding so good, you're doing great, I'm like, yeah, I am. But I also realise that it's so different from being competitive in the 450 class. Where I'm going with this is you have to complete step one before you complete step two and step three and whatever, and I came back from Europe and just went straight in the 450 class. I have no 250 credentials. I've never even been on the podium until now. It's one of those where how can you expect to be competitive in that class without going through the steps needed to be competitive? So now for me, it's just so much fun. My body feels good. I'm at a good place in my career. I know what's important and what's not. I'm happy with the people that I've got around me, and I can now go into each race, and the racing is the reward. It's not, you know, it's not just an empty cup what I get on the floor, and I'm like, you know, I enjoy obviously getting the trophy and putting it in my little one's room, but I don't know, I'm just having a good time and I'm happy to be here. It's awesome. I'm going through the steps and trying to refine my craft, and I feel like I'm only going to get better and better, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I always think to myself, like, in your class, factory bike is everything, and you're fastest in, like, four practices now, or three. And, like, so I'm pretty impressed with Marty, the firepower team, yourself. Like, that's not easy in this class to sit on top of the board. You're not getting these podiums by attrition. No. You're fast, you know?
Exactly. It's literally, like, I looked up in free practice, and I thought, what in the blue blazes am I doing? It's crazy hot rodder. I'm fast, and it's one of those where I don't normally look up at the board and see myself up there, so it's kind of cool. And it was weird actually today in practice, in time training, I was sitting P3, right, and I actually found myself getting frustrated because I didn't like get a clean lap. And then I thought to myself, hold on, I'm P3, this is amazing, this is great. I get second gate pick for the heat. Like, if I'm top three, if I'm top five gate pick, I'm happy. Like, that's good for the heat race. I don't need to, again, being a little older, I don't need to risk everything in time training. Yeah. I get paid for main events. I got a fifth or something in the heat race, and it's like, oh, everyone can look. I don't care. I get paid for mains. My bonus money is mains. I don't even have a, which I might need to talk to you, Reeve, about getting a heat race bonus program figured out, or time training bonus. But no, I get paid for mains and getting on the podium. And honestly, I'm just happy to be able to do it. And I know, I'm enjoying it, I'm having a good time, and I think it's so easy to get, you know, to become, you know, so caught up in a rat race and so much pressure and all this. And I've been around long enough that I know what's important and what's not. I can switch it on. But today it was great. My little one's here. Yeah. I've had a good time. And I've got a good result for the team, so we're happy.
Well, Yariv's pretty emotional guy. If you win one of these things, I can't even fucking imagine his Instagram. No. I mean, it's going to be, you know, amazing if you win one of these.
Yeah. I know, and that's something that I also have said, like, yeah, Yariv is emotional, but man, it's nice that you don't feel like you're just another number on a bike. Sure. You know, Yariv.
Kenny mentioned that too, right?
Like, yeah. The thing with Yariv is that he's so passionate. I've had bosses before that you think, oh fuck, they don't give a fuck about you. You're just, if you get injured, you're replaced straight away. They don't even speak to you. It's like, if you don't perform, all right, you're out of here. Get a job. Like, now you're not on the team anymore. And whereas I feel like for Yariv, he's very passionate and he's loyal to his people. I mean, so far I've only known him a year or so now, but there's a lot worse bosses out there, and I feel like for Yariv, he loves it, and I think it's amazing. I'm grateful for how this all worked out. If you spoke to me a year ago when things were going a little sideways with the 450 team that I was on, and you'd say I'd be riding here, and yeah. I would have, how, and you said, oh, I'd had two podiums in the first two rounds, I'd have been like, what? Like, it's, yeah. and I'm happy. I'm literally happy with my guys. I like the training that we do. I like working with Marty. It's been, honestly, a great few weeks. And I know, obviously, we've got a long season to go. So we'll rein it back in and keep plugging away. And I, of course, you know, don't underestimate anyone and respect every single person that I'm racing against. And every bike, too. Like, every team that I'm racing against, it's just... It's cool for Firepower Honda to be in the same conversation as HRC, as Star Yamaha. You know, it's just cool. It's really cool.
The year of Lewis Phillips and Max Anstey, the UK invasion over here in America right now. That's where we're at, yep.
That's it. We're trying to take over. Well, at least now people want to talk to me a bit more, you know? Yeah. When I'm in the 450 class getting 13th, it's like... Yeah. No one cares about you. It's like, oh, who's that guy? Whereas at least now people have an excuse to actually come over and have a chat. So, no, it's good fun. I'm enjoying it. I love America. Lewis loves America. Yeah. We're loving life.
Great work so far. Thank you.
No, cheers, mate. Cool.